contest is standing strong in a solid bank, and the horses haven't really moved them at all.
And that's really part of the problem about this whole economic system that's been built, that the fictions are being given the full support of all institutions of the world. The fiction of the corporation is the only one that has rights in today's world. Citizens don't have rights.
So the blockade is working, it's been peaceful, but the message is getting through to the people up there in the Crown Casino right behind me that people power is arriving and they aren't in control. They never were elected, and we've got to get democratic control back into the way the world works.
What has happened today in Melbourne is unjust, undemocratic, and I repeat, uncivilized.
Propaganda machine is really functioning against us, and we need to do the other kind of propaganda. We need to take to the streets. Where else can we go otherwise? We are locked out of many of these institutions. We are not allowed to participate in civil society. We don't control the media, and we don't have access to many of these institutions. And in our own countries, we battle every day in terms of getting more access to our government. So if that's the state of the world, then civil society is no other alternative than to speak up in the best way we can.
Both software and hardware are moving faster today, improving faster today than they ever have.
Computers are not where the companies are making their money. It's in their software programs. And so you have intellectual property rights police created in Peru and in China to go into youth hostels to check whether the students are using shared software, which I call it shared software, or they're using, according to what the corporations call, pirated software. If you have not bought an original copy from Microsoft, you are a pirate.
Wesley College, right, they marched at the top of the high school student rally on Monday. They themselves have their own group at Wesley College, and they've had a group now for 4 months or so with their own website. If you look at the S11 homepage, you'll see it there, preparing for S11. These are students that we didn't come knocking on their door. They came knocking on the S11 door.
Specifically for queer people, you can see how corporations influence and perpetuate homophobia and also benefit from its existence through the existence of the pink dollar and stuff like that. And also the immense influence over a lot of institutions in society, like the media, like the education system, the legal system, that we have, you know, a really homophobic society, and that needs to be challenged at this kind of level.
And as always with World Economic Forum events around the world, the discussions have been lively and they've been provocative. In that context, we are very disappointed that some 150 to 200 of our participants have been stranded at their hotels and unable to join us here at the Crown Complex. That's an abridgment of their rights, and it results from direct violence.
Inside, you've got everyone in a dark gray suit. They talk to each other. They have no idea about how reality works because they never have to come in contact with it. They're so privileged that they can insulate themselves at every point from every consequence of their actions and decisions. And then outside, you've got all these amazing survivors. People surviving without jobs, people managing to find communication systems in spite of having no access. And then I think to myself, if only the privileged could listen a little more sensitively to the excluded, we have a chance for the world.
Protesting, noticing, we want justice focusing on the people and the hope that we bring when we spring.
And the cheers gone up, the bus is backing off, and the ramp is occupied by the protesters, and the gate is secure.
After this morning, we'll have the Prime Minister of this country and also the Premier of this state coming out and giving a national a speech to the nation and saying that it was un-Victorian, un-Australian and unrepresentative. Couldn't be anything less than that. It was people down there protesting for a common cause. Everybody in this country has a right to protest, and they have a right to protest peacefully without the police interfering with violence.
And this protest has been determined on peace, but has also been determined to make a point. And that doesn't mean being relegated to the footpath, it means stepping onto the pavement, as the suffragettes did, as the slavery abolitionists did, and as we are doing to make a point for a better future. So here we are. That is the power of self-interest. This is the sea of humanity. Thank you, everybody.
And then there are others who insist they can't be wrong, and all the people protesting have to be now redefined as terrorists. It's happened in your country, it's happened in UK, it's happened in my country, and I'm sure anywhere where there's effective popular mobilization, there's a rewriting of terrorist laws to basically say people engaging in their fundamental rights to defend their fundamental rights are a new brand of terror.